Hello, team. Hello, team. What a good time to convene. So appreciative, our council, and do feel free to chat as we go. So we begin with Mercury retrograde at 25 plus Sagittarius, whose image is a flag bearer, bearing up standards, getting people to join you, rousing, symbolic rallying points, overcoming polarity. So here we go with a little example of that. In the fullness of time. It's just a microdose. It's a microdose of vastness, of like, whoa, we're in big things now. Whoa. So everything we do matters enormously. And whoops, okay, I'm unfreezing. But since it is such a calling in time, and I don't know how many of you were with us on the winter solstice, but it was pretty great. And the chat was fantastic. And I only got to look at the chat afterwards. So feel free. I want counsel-y. I'm happy to engage. People can speak up or whatever you type, let's to and fro. But since we need all helpers and we're just past the full moon, we're going to honor that. Like, ooh, but I have some beings that they only open their doors on the full moon. Let me transport them over here. There we go. Because we need we need everything. You know, this is like everything that everybody ever studied, or every magical teaching, or every practice. You know, we want it all coming into play. So here we go, you wonderful little beings. So let's see. I think you can see this. Yes, this is them. It is anyway, it's them. It's a fantastic regalo got in New Mexico. And in a shop where they had little traditional Virgin Marys in a box and everything. And then the man said, looking at me, he said, "I think I have something in the back that you might like," right? And he brought this out. So here they are. It's the snake medicine people, made out of potato flour. Just a wonderful thing going, yes, help us, help us. You know, calling in. Charming though, right? I mean, I just thank you very much. We'll put you back here. But your doors are open now. We want everything, right? No, because what I've been talking about everywhere. There we go. Okay, let me open you back up there. There we go. Feels so much better. You know, is that whole model of everything starts off as one, and then all the different spiritual traditions as one, and then they diaspora, they unfurl, and they go into different cultures and traditions and practices and whatever. And then sometimes they get a little constrained, whatever, and they to the far reaches. And then now, in keeping with the upcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and many things, we want the Cispera, the calling back in, all the traditions bringing in their liberating qualities, their liberating qualities. So there is so much horror and beauty in the world, and I don't know if you all got a chance to watch the Reverend Munther Isaacs Christmas Eve sermon. It very, I don't remember a priest talking like that. Very powerful. You know, Gaza has become the moral compass of the world. If not appalled and shaken to the core, we will recover. Will the complicitous ever recover? We will not accept your apology after the genocide. And then, solidarity through the living magi, the astrologers, that would be us, that bring the gifts more most precious of love and solidarity. And we go, right, again, inclusivity, all traditions that guide us back into participatory unity. And we go, oh, oh, good, already. That's wonderful. Yes, love from Sandra in Tongva land. Jane Shabatari just saw the full moon over Sonoma Mountain swathed in clouds. Right. Which priest? The Reverend Munther Isaac.
We send it in the missive. It's as a link. It's just super profound. It's like, whew. But yes, let's go to the full moon, because already it's changed. So this is the full moon. It's the solstice full moon, Cancer Capricorn, which is, to tease Cancerian concern for all life into actual structures, even unto governmental structures and the structures of our life. And Chiron is stationing now, stationing. It really wants our attention, so we'll honor that. And Chiron will station to go direct, at 10:10 p.m. East Coast time, 7:10 p.m. Pacific time. We can do it. We can make it, right? So it's stationing. And remember, when a planet stations, it looks to us on Earth like it's just spending a lot of time at one particular spot, and it's changing from retrograde, apparent motion backwards, still, to forward, outward. So it's just like the solstice was inward, then here we go. And many planets that we will honor, there's such beauty. And we want to really liberate our imaginations as to what to call in this calling in powerful time. So right. And then Aaron says there's the two posts on the Reverend Munther Isaac. But yeah, so let's go, in cahoots with Jane, watching the full moon over Sonoma. We go, okay, so here we are from the point of view of, Washington, D.C., Cabin John, Maryland, here in the middle. This is east, this is west. So there's the moon. So when the moon was exactly full, it was at 4 degrees Cancer, opposite 4 degrees Capricorn. The image for that, for the sun, was Indians rowing and dancing, galvanizing, meeting collective needs, mobilizing. And it's like, oh, the full moon, the moon at 4 degrees of Cancer, that's Israel's Venus. We'll take a look. And it's got a quirky angle to it, Sabian. I don't know. I turn it over to you to make sense. It makes sense when we look at Israel's chart, but it's sometimes the symbols are like, but at the moment of fullness, it's the image for the moon was an automobile racing a train to the railroad crossing. It's like, oh, it doesn't sound safe, right? Moon Cancer like safety. Intersections, converging forces, many factors converging, and we go, ooh, okay. But the mobilizing part, and then as we convene, everybody's changed 1 degree. From 4 degrees, the moon is now at 5 degrees, the sun was at 4 degrees, now it's at 5 degrees, which is a Sabian I know and love. It's 10 logs lie in front of an archway leading to darker woods. It's like, woohoo. So we get mobilized, and now we're entering into the dark. We go, ooh. So, yeah, and then let's look at some of the beauty that is so beautiful, that is so beautiful. Okay, I'll come around here. But we track symmetry. So the moon's at 5 degrees of Cancer right now. We go, and the sun is at 5 Capricorn. We go, oh, and what else is at 5? And we go, Jupiter stationing at 5 degrees. Very beautiful. So everybody, again, Jane, you can see the full moon. Everybody can see the full moon, and then just to the right is Jupiter, and when you're looking at them, you're looking at exactly 60 degrees of arc in the sky. It's just cool to know that. Going, that's what 60 degrees looks like between planets. And remember, Jupiter stationing goes, it's inward, and here we are gathering really to honor this. What do we want to send forth when it goes direct? Which is December 30th. So it's really December 30th, 31st, New Year's Eve. It's like inward to outward. And right now, okay, I'm going to say this, the moon 60 degree angle called a sextile. The moon sextiles Jupiter. Jupiter sextiles Saturn. Saturn sextiles the sun. The sun trines back to Jupiter, meaning we're marveling, really. It's just a beautiful pattern. It's half of a hexagon, two, two, two. 60 degrees is about collaborative availability. So it's like all the mothers, all the traditions of earth wisdom and cooperating with the earth. It's why, I sent maybe provocative thing out there too, but it's like, and we all get to mind our tone and rebalance and everything because it's wild. But saying, I think it's like, in Doris Lessing's novel Shikasta, everybody gets together to put the white race on trial, not for punishment, but for grieving, and accountability. And that's very now. And I go, I think this would be good, a global accountability on behalf of the earth herself. We go, ah, right. So the moon sextile Jupiter, and just remember, Jupiter's stationing. It's talking to us, this principle of curiosity, wisdom from the earth. Jupiter's image is a cantilever bridge over a rocky gorge, finding a way over an impossible thing through beauty. We go, right. It's like High John the Conqueror, the great folk hero of the South, find a way out of no way and hit a straight lick with a crooked stick. And it's like, right, we are here in the spirit of the ongoing solstice, the solstice full moon. We are calling in what we need as humans have done, going, come on in. And all of the ways, we were talking backstage going, I did put my little tree, my Christmas tree, solstice Christmas tree up, on Christmas Eve late, going, no, there we go. Just because for all of us, the arrangement of things, Taurus material things, creates the atmosphere. And it's like, oh, right. And creates a portal, inviting magic in, inviting in, like, ooh, and memories. The moon in Cancer, Cancer's also very history. When did all this start? History is the womb of time, is the Cancerian phrase. And we go, right. And so all the things, I have handmade Christmas tree ornaments that I m remember making with friends 30 years ago. Here's the little snake, and here's the thing, and here's something that somebody gave me, and they're dead now. So hello, just all of that. But it does create the atmosphere, and animals like this. The dogs are pretty happy about having a tree in the house, but Stella Coyote was thrilled with having a tree in the house, going, right, with lights, right? The tree with lights. They like that. They like the magic part. And it's like, Stella Coyote would often convey, like, when people take entheogens, you go, now you're in my world where it's sparkly and lit. And we go, oh. So this is very beautiful. This is to call upon. The moon and Jupiter say, Jupiter again says, all right, everybody, the way is daunting. 10 logs lie in front of an archway leading to darker woods, but you have protectors and guardian angels, which is part of Jupiter's signature. And it's the guardian angel that if we ever get to, it comes up and goes, take a walk with the dogs under the moon. Snap out of the trance. And also each part of the world and each part of us, because the planets live in all of us in some form, has a default setting. But Jupiter, oops, we're just changing here. Oh, now we're zero Virgo rising. How exciting. But Jupiter's default setting is curiosity, and with the power of the earth, we can do this. It's like, okay, we can do impossible things. And it's dance buddy, Uranus trickster is overhead where I am, stationing, also stationing at 19 Taurus, which is a degree of well, it's again, oops, it's a signature of everything's telling us its story all the time. And yeah, it's my Jupiter. So I've never understood this Sabian symbol, but yeah, Jerome McGeorge and I share this. Wisps of wing-like clouds streaming across the sky. I'm like, what? And then it's the awareness of spiritual forces at work underneath everything, signature of divine powers, the presence of celestial beings. And we go, yes, anything, everything, come on in, the wind of destiny, receiving the blessings of supernatural forces. So Jupiter says, can we release our resistance to receiving and to sending forth? Jupiter says, what is the one way of relating to the world and everything in it that is guaranteed replenishing and never depleting? And it's blessing. Make a well for you. Make a well for you. And so just even now with our breaths, we're just inhaling and then exhaling. Blessings, blessings, receiving blessings, sending blessings, right? And it's like, this is how it is if we relax. And I think that's part of the dynamic of now to kind of all of us kind of awaken and go, the world could be so beautiful. The whole realm of the Middle East and Israel and Palestine, it's like blooming and olive groves and cooperative farms, and let's envision this, right? Because it's the discrepancy between like, whoa, whoa, and what could be, and that's part of the dynamic of now, and it's so, it's so, in Reverend Munther Isaac, he says, Jesus was is about, Jesus was subject to the violence of the empire, right? And he grows up to defy empire. And it's so resonant. And Israeli forces bombed Bethlehem on Christmas Day. And it's like, so what can we do? What can we do? And we gather here together to go, what can we do? Again, the gifts of love and solidarity and songs of lament, and that theme, Jesus under the rubble, the child grows up to defy empire. And see, what Yorna says is for all of us in different ways that we all participate in, there is no normal. There's no normal to return to. So what is the desirable vision? And we have, Uranus, it's a little wide, it's a little sextile to Neptune, but what is the vision? What is the vision? And the ideal vision, which we want to breathe life into, it's that idea also of, like in Haruki Murakami's novel, right, where the world is terrible. And backstage, here we are backstage, the humans gather to dream and envision the desirable world as it was and as it could be back into that. The Kabbalists, just to remind ourselves, said, if the divine is everything, how does the divine create using nothing outside itself? And they said, by analogy, how do we create using nothing outside ourselves? And they go, oh, in our imagination. And so our imagination is in the image of the divine, not that we look like old guys with beards. We are dreamed into being by the divine, the mystery, and Joseph Campbell reminds us, all the names for God are just fluctuating metaphors for big mystery. And so they said, so imagination, we are dreamed into being by the divine, and our capacity to dream and imagine is the responsible. Is our responsibility opportunity to dream the desirable world into being, whoo, to be alert to like whoo, and then always the blessing. It's what we've been practicing for now and for years and whatever, which is critique and blessing. And it's a great practice. Jupiter's in favor of this, especially now, especially now. It says some things are always true, but times when they're truer. And we go, oh, right. So Jupiter in Taurus, Taurus is molecular sensuality. So it says, our crafted words, our crafted stories, our crafted blessings are real. And again, what the Kabbalist said, is, a clear vision tends to materialize as an actual condition or event. The image in our mind is as made up of molecules as this table. As this table, we go, all right, we entertain that possibility, you know. And Uranus overhead says, oh humans, oh Dream Council 3, just try stuff. Just try stuff. And it's like, how about this? You know, and so that idea of the diaspora and the cispora, Jupiter says, you know, every chapter of our lives, every chapter, Jupiter tends to go in 12-year cycles, but every chapter, everything we've ever studied that was important, every chapter of our lives, come on in your liberating form, in your liberating form, you know, come on in so that we might practice this. And Uranus, you know, its little glyph, little H with a circle drop below it, looks like an archaic jail key. Unlock yourself and pass it on. And I like that, you know, our mentors will come back to Chiron stationing, but so we might have been handed many keys by mentors or things we studied, right? And Yorna says, let's try putting the keys in the lock. And what would it mean to practice these things? You know, and Neptune says, we just want you to wonder that. We just want you to wonder that. So. And Uranus, again, part of the trickiness of now is we want necessary miracles. We'll look at many things. And Uranus, again, disaster means against the stars. Consider means with the stars. So it's like, okay, very tippy, very tippy. And tyranny loves chaos, right? So things could go more right-wing cuckoo, but let's not. But we're aware right now the sun has a 135-degree angle to Uranus, which is an awareness of danger degree, going, yep, not frozen, not paralyzed, just it's dangerous. You know, it's dangerous to life out there, it's dangerous to democracy out there. It's a very old history story of people losing their connection to the land, and people losing their connection to the land, you know, the husbandry, right? The industrial part where, you know, men had to leave the farm and the husbandry and the wuzza wuzza and the cooking and the thing and go to like a factory or an office, right? And then some people make it through okay, but some people deprived of earth sustenance become cruel and then grow up to rip other people from the land, you know, and we're at that crisis. And I don't know, again, how many of you are at the winter solstice, but it was very moving to me. It was Rarf, excuse me, I'm very moved again. It was a good retelling of the tale of Dame Ragnall. So were many of you there? Just wave your hand if you were there for Dame Ragnall. No? No. Oh, not there for Dame Ragnall. So I could tell it again. maybe let me just see everybody for fun. So hardly anybody here was at the winter solstice. Oh, Martine was there. Sally was there. Okay, Sandra was there. Okay, that's good. So should I tell the tale of Dame Ragnall again just for fun? Yes. Okay. All right. So. Because it's super, super pertinent. So it bears, yeah, Mercury's retrograde, tell everything twice at least. So it's at the heart of the Arthurian legends, right? All the myths are reporting in, everything reporting in, you know, come on in, anything useful, anything that has ever guided humans to participatory kinship, come on in that, you know, in our own customized way, we may give it fresh expression and spiral it out there into the world and fill the memosphere with that. So Arthur is hunting and he wounds a deer and he takes off his sword and wanders into the thicket in pursuit of the wounded deer, where he encounters an old enemy over a real estate deal gone bad. And his enemy says, now I'm going to kill you. And Arthur says, I'm unarmed. That would be unchivalrous. And his enemy says, yes, that's true. Fair enough. I'm going to give you a question and a year to answer it. And I will show up in court in a year. We'll make it the winter solstice. And if you have the right answer, I will let you live. And if you don't have the right answer, I will cut off your head in court. And Arthur says, that's very reasonable. That's very kind of you. That's wonderful. What is the question? And his enemy says, the question is, what do women want? And they're like, ooh. So all year, Arthur is asking midwives and herbalists, and he's got all these answers in giant burlap sacks, filling them up. But he doesn't think he quite has it. And time is getting short when into town rides Dame Ragnall. And she's described as smelling like the sea at low tide, and she has ginormous tusks. And she's just super way funky. And she rides up to Arthur and goes, I have the answer that will save your life. And he's like, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. She goes, no, not so fast. In return, I will marry your nephew, Sir Gawain, the handsomest man in court. And Arthur goes, well, and Gawain says, yeah, for you, uncle. And maybe we'll find the answer somewhere else too. Why not? So the enemy shows up. We'll make it the winter solstice. And Arthur brings his burlap sacks of answers, what do women want, and pours them out, and his enemy is sharpening his sword, going, no, no, no. So finally all he has left is the answer that Dame Ragnall had whispered in his ear. So he whispers the answer in the ear of his enemy, who says, oh, fooey, and leaves our story here. So Guinevere thought a small wedding would be nice, but Dame Ragnall would have none of it and wanted a huge banquet, and she eats entire boars for and grease is pouring down her face, and she's just way funky. And all the women of court, who have all bedded Sir Gawain, they're like, oh, poor Sir Gawain, oh my goodness. So they retire to the wedding bedroom chamber, and they're in bed. And Dame Ragnall says to Gawain, how about a little kiss, sweetie? And Gawain gathers all of his soulfulness and his goodness and his chivalry, and he says, nay, madam, I will do more than kiss. And he turns to her and sees she's the most beautiful woman he's ever seen in his life. And he's like, whoa. And she goes, you have half released me from this terrible spell. And now here's the deal. I can be beautiful as I am half of the time, either in court with you in daytime, images, or alone with you at night in bed. Which do you choose? And he goes, whoa, whoa. And then he says, madam, it is too great a choice. You choose. And she says, you have completely released me, and I will be beautiful all the time as I am, because what woman wants most in all the world is sovereignty. Sovereignty given back, sovereignty given around again. Ooh. And I love this story, especially for now. And Ananda Kumaraswamy has written about it and everything, and says, Dame Ragnall's the earth in all of her funkiness, and the king must wed the earth. Leaders must wed the earth. And this is what I want, just to waft out to all of us. Like, we're at this point. It's like the hugeness of the horror and the necessary miracles and the possibility is like by wedding the earth, wedding the earth. And I'll just bring in what I brought in at the solstice because it's such a good companion piece from the Mabinogion, the Welsh Arthurian legends, full of dark intensity. But the elders get together, and these are stories gathered in 10th century, but much older. And so elders get together and they go, uh-oh, the men just found out they have something to do with children, and things were going so well before then, but now we can see that women and children will become like property, and men will set forth, everyone will set forth on their individual path. And until they lose kinship, not only with each other, but with the earth, until the earth might die. They wrote this pre-10th century. And then at that point, some people will keep all the value of their individual, unique heritage, unique ancestry journey, but tap once again back into collective participation with the living earth. They wrote this to us, right? They wrote this to us, and everything is reporting in that same powerful way. And so, yes, to regain kinship. Oh, thank you, Sean. That's great. Telling indeed. Always worth telling again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, and just, counselee random association. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, wealth and wealth. And Sean had reminded us, for the winter solstice, you had said that, you'd made wealth formulas for others and forgotten to make one for yourself, right? And I go, right, isn't that the way of all of us? Can we receive, right? Can we give and receive? This part of the Jupiter thing is equal. Equal. And that's why Uranus transits to Israel and to everything. It's the principle of equality and democratic animism, or else it's unstable. And we go, okay. So I love what you said, Sean. I have it here. I'm taking it to heart. But Sean said St. John's wort and astragalus. And I go, I have those. I have those in my cabinet, hidden wealth. I didn't even know it. Right. So just on behalf of everybody, I'm gonna knock some back. Because yeah, and feel free to type or chime in. But St. John's wort is the summer solstice, I think you said, the power of the sun. And the astragalus brings it down. I think I'm getting that right. But
Yes,
yeah, thank
that's
you.
right. Yes, St. John's wort is the sun of the summer solstice, so the sun in its highest heaven from a Taoist perspective. And then astragalus is a tonic for the metal element, which is the element that brings things into their separate and manifest forms in Chinese medicine. So it's drawing down that sun in order to bring the gold and the wealth into us. And I still need to do that, but first I need to make the money for the herbs.
First, you need to make money for the herbs. That's right. You're in a double bind, right? It's like I have the magic spell, but well, I just will. I'll take another dose for you, right?
Thank you.
We're all one thing. We're all one thing. Everybody get wealthy. Well, because Jupiter says, yeah, if we were good materialists, I mean, our word matter comes from mater, mother. If we were good materialists, we would honor the material world, right? And and Jupiter says, yeah, well, how large is your capacity to receive? And and when we were touching on last week about the Western mystery school tradition, the path of desire, all desires are pure if we cook them back to what they're really for. And that was the training of picking something that one really wanted to do, be, or have, and feeding that image so that it becomes real and then translates into life. And that works. We all have things in our magic backpack that we know works. And it's like, and why don't we use them? We wonder. Now's the time. Now's the time. And and what they said is that as one gets accustomed to dancing well with the material world, you visualize the thing, and they go, and don't visualize money, or you'll just work at a bank handling money. Forget the symbol. What do you think the money brings to you? That, and the idea that what the Kabbalists said is that as we get accustomed to the call and response of like, ooh, visualizing, yes, that happens. These are complex, realms, but then one's desires become purified, and we want what we would define as wealth, because Jupiter, very beautifully connected to Saturn right now, says, these blessings are real, and the dedications are real, and the desires are pure if whatever each person here needs that would make them more capable of dreaming their weird, of playing their role in destiny. That's completely a great idea, right? That's right. And so, yeah, so Sean says, yes, I still need to do that. Right. Well, I mean, it's also, I was out under Jupiter the other night going, Jupiter at five Taurus, Candelabra Bridge. I've been talking to so many people with planets at 5 degrees. And then it's like, I have stuff at 5 degrees. That's right. I almost, it's my Mercury. And it's like, where would we all like anything to be bigger? Our influence, our world, by our own definition, by our own definition. Let me just go back to the chart right now. There we go. There's a chart right now. On the moon's just changed degrees. It's live action. How wonderful. So from at five, so the full moon, train, car, racing train, don't know, but we'll look at Israel for that. Then the moon at five Cancer, which is, safety, warm nest, and nourishment for all beings. Yeah, and now it's changed to, elves, its degree is elves dancing in a moonlit fairy glade, and we go, right, include the magic, for Virgo is rising, that's my moon, which is Irishman dreams of little people. So it's like language craft, elementals, elementals, the fairy spirits love rhyming and eloquence. And then they say, did you say eloquence, you all? And we go, we did. So moon to Jupiter to Saturn. And so all desires are pure. And Jupiter says, yeah, what do you want to, well, I like, what do you want to feel like? And what do you want to feel like to others? You write it, we'll book it. Remember, these two intelligences, what they represent are the trickster, expansive, guardian angel agents of change that say, we will do the booking. Do all the things that come before you, common sense, because that's magic too. Just take care of stuff. But not to let the compelling illusion of realism be an imaginative impediment. Dream big, play fair. And for each person here, Jupiter says, what would it mean to be bigger? In a Saturn, in accordance with one's dedication. And it's like, well, wondering that. But it's great that we're meeting now because this is a gestational week. And then Jupiter goes outward. So it's like play, it's Santa. Place your orders now, going, okay, and wonder and pick something, Jupiter just waiting, and then to waft that, and then it's for self and for all beings, warm safety, shelter, nurturing, was a miraculous support coming in. Food, a global arising, and then let me just yeah, so I love the oh, let me stay here. And then, okay, so moon to Jupiter, Jupiter to Saturn, Saturn quintiles Mars. Oh, that's so wonderful, right? The 72-degree angle of irresistible eloquence. And these are the very two characters we want to be in harmony with each other. We want initiated Mars, positive Mars, cool guy, Obatala Mars, and with Saturn, this is wise leadership coming into the world. Coming into the world in dreams, in fairy tales, in myths, in human form, in animal form, and it's Mars and Sagittarius at this particularly great degree. We work with everything, which is a blue the bluebird of happiness perched on the gate of a little cottage. It's a very sweet degree. It's Nelson Mandela's rising sign, which I always go, ooh. And that's the thing I always treasure, is he knew he was going to be happy. Long-term vision. He knew he was going to be happy. Heading into the life sentence that Robben Island released after 27 years, almost a complete Saturn cycle, but with a difficult wife, but he knew he was going to be happy. And he was. He had a wonderful marriage when he was 80. But again, that long-term thing, and it's like, right, so it's actually powerful, the yearning for happiness. And we go, and right now it's wedded to Saturn, our deepest dedication, our deepest dedication. And as Sylvia, my buddy always says, the quintile is irresistible eloquence. The fairies love rhyming and language on behalf of what we love. The gifts are available. And also the capacity to open portals between worlds. And we go, right, what do we want to invite in? Again, it's wise leadership. And these are the two Jupiter realms. Pisces is called the realm of Jupiter and Neptune, of curiosity and wonder. Sagittarius, Mercury, flag bearer, Mars, happiness, Ceres will come to. In Sagittarius, that's the outward questing Jupiter, which is temporarily in there, but is, yeah. So it's the outward and the inward, again, reminding us of Santa's wink, right? Revealing himself as Odin. One eye looks out, one eye looks in. This is very this, right? It's like looking in, looking out, both deep, deep gathering of solace and grounding in order to prepare for the adventure. We go, okay. So then, I think I can do this here. Okay, so I'm just putting Israel's chart here, for the mystery of it. So the moon has moved, but the full moon was at 4 degrees of Cancer, and it's like, oh look, Israel's backstage Venus. We try things. We try things without presumption, without deriving status, without just going, it's, sometimes people's planets in the eighth house, we think of shadow as mostly bad stuff. Sometimes people's shadow is goodness. Sometimes, that people will do for others what they might not do for themselves. And we go, well, this is a realm where we all want to kind of co-navigate. Like, what does it mean? Even the doing a chart of a country, what does that mean? We go, it's one way to participate, and we just are kind of trained to look at different things. But we go, the full moon on Venus in Cancer. Let's think of many things. It's the car racing the train, right? And we go, it's risky. But let's think of the deep, deep goodness within the land itself, that speaks to each person, going kinship, kinship. This full moon in Cancer, and even here, it's Brer Rabbit, right? There was times when all the critters used to gather to sagacuate, just like there ain't been no hard times, like there ain't been no falling out, like they all remembered they were kin. It's like further back, before all this. When it was all one before the diaspora, all one. We just want to see this hidden kinship deep in the land and quickening through some people into more people in Israel, because the revolution, I mean, remember Uranus transit to the sun in Taurus, station Uranus stationed there, right? August, September. Now, retrograded back, we'll go forward again, the spring, and then we'll station at 23, the end of 2024 into 2025. So three stations at this degree. And I am talking to lots of people with planets at this degree, going, you, Israel, the world, all of us, there's no normal to go back to. What is the desirable change? Forget realism. What's the desirable change, for people to fall to their knees and go, what, just, what? But it's just priming the pump, and also remember Saturn is our friend, the intelligence of Obatala, which is also the intelligence of accountability. In this cuckoo country too, accountability is the sine qua non for democracy, which is a worthy experiment to try. We haven't tried it yet, but it's like, try the democratic experiment or tyranny, take your pick. And we go, all right. And it's f what, from the earth. So there. So I just noted that, and then ongoing with us, just what does a Uranus transit to the sun of a country mean? Either we cooperate with Uranus, which is trickster genius. It's the intelligence of equality, equality. It's always the trickster outsider. It's like, in India, the last time I was there, teaching, some years ago, a few years ago, but I was like, There's something missing, something suppressed. And it was so revelatory, because, I'd had a long cultural date with India and the Bhagavad Gita and the Mahabharata and everything. But it was something that one of our companions said, because it's like, boy, those, all mythologies love their warfare, their colonial adventures of oppression disguised as myth. I'm like, oh, are you allowed to say that about holy text? And it's like, yeah, we're all heretics here. And it's like, right, the Mahabharata, the worship and thing, it was just because the rulers of India wanted to invade Ceylon. I mean, it's a whole myth with dance and fantastic things to justify invasion and taking people's land. And it's like, oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's like, what must we die to, all of us, lest we die from? And we get into important dodgy material. Anything, anywhere is everywhere. Colonialism, very sneaky. And very sneaky, that the colonized can become the colonizers too. I mean, it's a very sneaky virus. And also, just for our team here, I think, any version of chosen people, chosen species, chosen anything, Pluto's got its cauldron, last degree of Capricorn, going, what do you want to leave behind, and what do you want to take with us in this big experiment? January 20th, when Pluto moves into Aquarius, what do we want to take into the realm of community? Do we want to take hierarchy and colonialism and cruelty? No, we don't. Do we want to take chosen people? The ne Neptune says, look at all of the myths that are outworn. And it says, science is full of metaphor. Science is metaphor. We have a working theory until it's no longer useful, and then we come up with another metaphor. And similarly, peoples and spirituality, but the chosen people is it, that's a very sneaky one. The 144 saved and Mormon thing, the whatever, the we're not reptile people. We're not, I mean, all those forms, right? All those forms of compensatory condescension. Because we are feeling weak, we will oppress and look down on others, and we go, which is why. Just for our brewing, one thing I've been, just working on brewing is that the colonized actually needs the medicine of what they're colonizing and oppressing. England needed the metaphysic of India, so it invaded it and took it, so what does that mean? And that's where we have the vision of the beautiful world. Wonderful. I Sim Kern has a provocative, interesting video on, can a settler be indigenous? It gets a lot of flack. It's edgy, but it's worthwhile. And we're in edgy times, but we want to create the atmosphere where people can suggest edgy things, And what Sim Kern is doing with that, let me see if I can pull myself back into remembering the thing. Right. What does Israel need from the Palestinians? Land stewardship. The thing that they've been destroying, the elimination of 800,000 olive trees, Just put, and it's like, that is our family. You've killed our family. So it's a monstrosity theme that the colonizer needs the medicine of what they oppress. And it's like, but, or we might say the gods want to cross borders, but what we've offered them is warfare rather than cultural exchange. I mean, some cultural exchange, but warfare is a primary way. And it's like, no, that's why we're so heartened to have Mars here coming up on Israel's Jupiter. Mercury retrograde on the thing. Mercury retrograde going, maybe change your mind about this expansionist thing you got going here. Maybe not. Neptune squaring your Uranus, so your whole propaganda backstage machine is dissolving. Nobody believes you hardly at all about almost anything. And you know, and Mercury retrograde says release expansion, and we would make everything, if we're in the dream news, if it's all part of us, you know, what's the Israeli part of us? What's the Palestinian part of us? What's the, you know, what's the expansionist part of us? What's the part of us that wants to feel chosen, right? Just even just in these little, like, special, like, you know, unique, like, well, no, special is celebrity toxin. Unique is liberating, because all of us who cultivate uniqueness, it's liberating to everybody. It encourages everybody to cultivate their uniqueness, and we want everybody's uniqueness to this thing. So there, we can keep coming back to the chart. The chart is so wonderful. Oh yeah, yes, Bridget. One of my dreams: all the nations of the world gather, like around the round table, to address together, all being equal, the care of our planet and all living creatures. Yes. Ashe, that exactly. Thank you, Bridget. Colonialism versus self-sovereignty, right? Wonder what the astrological metaphor for sovereignty is. Saturn, self-possession. Well, it's everything. I mean, it's everything is everything. But it's a Saturn. Saturn's a starting point, which is our authority, our self-possession. Our sovereignty. And that means each person, as we prepare to be good citizens, you know, which is essential for the next 24 years, each person who is self-possessed encourages everybody else to be self-possessed rather than possessed. And that is the making of good citizenship. You know, and it's Saturn and Uranus that are called the rulers of Aquarius, where Pluto will be entering discipline and wildness. How much structure? How much improv? And in any in well, we might make our vow. You know, let all of our relationships with coyotes and animals and dogs and cats and food and with each other, may it be of reciprocal blessing and a co-evolutionary assist. And you know, I had this with really with Stella Coyote. That was our aspiration. We put our desired thing on the altar, going, we're not sure how we're going to do this, but this is our dedication. You know, and that's, you know, what we've been talking about for a while now, and then even more the solstice time. You know, we make our dedication of, you know, what is the quality of being? What is the art form of our life? You know, this is what I want to be. Hold me to this, oh mysterious divine. Today, not only the full moon and Chiron stationing very soon, it's the first day of Christmas, right? In the Celtic thing, we start counting. We have Christmas on the 25th, and then the 26th, Boxing Day. That's when the aristocracy, I think, put their leftover treats in boxes for the serving people. Oh, all these things go way back. But it's the first day of Christmas, and it takes us all the way to Twelfth Night, January 6th. And we're taking Twelfth Night back. It's when the Magi astrologers arrived. It's wonderful. But I like in the Celtic thing, each day, like this is the first day of Christmas, is an augury for the month of January. Tomorrow is an augury for February. You know, that it's fun to do. It's just, again, sharpening our awareness, you know, of divination, going the quality of now. And it expands our way of relating to the world, going, ooh, ah, oh look, a fox. Oh, look at this, how wonderful. Oh, and it's got a, you know, fairy tale dream quality. You know, I took a walk in the woods, and it was very misty as the full moon was waxing. Like, ooh, it's dark and misty, and it's like, ooh, it's the twilight. You know, as Gioia Timpanelli, my Sicilian storytelling ally, says, twilight is, you know, where things are like, ooh, between. It's where the magic happens. It's neither light nor dark. It's like, ooh, ah. Right, and then right, many fun people. I want to play with everybody. Right, well, it's, what is the astrological metaphor for sovereignty? It's a worthy wondering, and see if it works. Self-possession is sovereignty, and each person who is self-possessed is of course granting the other person, sovereignty over their domain, with a kind of trust. And that's also then the dance with the partner, Uranus, trickster genius, Raven, steals the sun. So Uranus, ingenuity, coyote, raven, seeds that sprout after cataclysm, necessary miracles, all of that. And then the last ideas are democracy, equality, synchronicity. It's like, whoa. And it just reminds us of ally etiquette. The Dementors, more war machines, more horribleness, more, more lawyers. But we, if we aspire to sovereignty and to respecting the sovereignty of others, if we treat each other as equals, not same, not nice, not disagreeing, just, hey, how you doing? Straight across, the rate of synchronicity increases dramatically. This I know to be true. I have seen this, right? And then everybody believe nothing, entertain possibilities, but just see if it's true. When we look down at somebody or up at somebody, there's no magic. When there is no sovereignty, there's no magic. I mean, I have experienced this in witty, staged, synchronous ways, going, oh, but if we treat each other well. And then Anne says, chosen, well, yes, maybe, but chosen for what? Perhaps we're each chosen, but what are we chosen to do? Chosen can't be used to designate, can be used to designate an illusion of specialness, but really we may be chosen for a task, chosen to assume a specific responsibility. That's good. Well, we want to mull over all these things, right? Chosen, chosen. Let's liberate the word chosen from any other word that follows it. Right, chosen. Yes, that's well said, Anne. Chosen people for a task. I mean, well, I haven't listened to the Kogi message from Peru and stuff, and it's like it's good, but where are the women? Whatever. And we are elder brother, you are not. And it's like good. Well, everything's mixed. That's why we love our Saturn discernment going. Useful contribution, but our standards of this is good. This is a little tyrannical or colonial over here, but we want to brew the thing, and the blessing is, may all traditions be, may their liberating quality be liberated and available for us. So, yeah, I'll have to look at the etymology of chosen, but yeah, chosen. Well, to dree one's weird, to play one's role in destiny. That's a good thing. That's self-possession. I suppose if it's chosen to rule over people, or the classic biblical mistranslation, and God gave humans dominion, there's a problem word, and it's not the word that was used. It's again more bamboozling. God gave humans dominion over nature. It's like, oh no. And so the Sufis in different traditions say, no, that's not the word that was used. And the way the Sufis tell it is God is, or whatever, however you want to refer to mystery, is handing out tasks, blessings and tasks. They go together, opportunities, responsibilities. And he says, well, I've got one here, which is, who wants to take on the task of stewarding all creatures to their unique nature? And the humans were like, yeah. The wolves were like, no. The humans were like, yeah, what could go wrong? Right? So it wasn't dominating. That's again, myth, the toxic mimic of myths and powerful symbols co-opted to guide people into supporting tyranny. Tyranny, how sneaky that is. But yes, anyway, that's a very worthy thing, to chosen for a task. Yeah, the Yoruba say, the ancestors have sent us to complete their work. But that's not a special. I mean, that's a, yeah. Anyway, but this is all good. And Sean says, and the day of the wren, ah, whose Irish name means druid bar bird, druid bird. It's a bard of a bird. There we go. Yes, how wonderful the day of the wren and the qualities of wren. Is it a bardic bird? Any if you want to chime in on that.
Well, the song that's sung as they march through the streets celebrating the wren today is the wren, the king of all birds. St. Stephen's Day was caught in the furze. Although he was little, his honor was great. Give us a penny to bury the wren. And the wren is known, but it is a bardic bird, is known for its changing song. And there are old ways of weather augury that are based on listening to the changes in the song of the wren. And all the people dancing through the streets dress in the straw costumes of the people who rose up to defend the poor in the 17th century.
That's great. That's great. And when you were singing it, it's like, right, no, Jack Langstaff taught me that in third grade. The wren, the wren, the wren, the wren. It's like, oh, yeah, everything in our lives is pouring back in, right? We have enough stillness at this time of year. We are fortunate and lucky enough to pretty much everybody here at least has some stillness, some warmth, some we can drink water, just and we wish it to all beings. But in that stillness, going right, every memory, every useful thing, it's all alive. Whoops, I froze for some reason. You know, and the whole realm of history, I like that it's like progression, says Martine. I can't remember what you're referring to, but I'm sure you're right. And Gioia Tempanelli is such a magical storyteller, says Janie. I haven't seen her in some time. But again, the invoking, the powerful litany, the Sicilian, you know, her opening, there are five ways of traveling, walking, crawling, swimming, flying, and how we're going to travel now. Woohoo, woohoo, right? And that's very, and Jupiter's saying that to us now. Jupiter's saying to that as the year closes on the 30th and 31st, there are five ways of traveling. Walking, crawling, swimming, flying, and how we're going to travel now. Woohoo! Because 2024, it's like, whoa, we want to keep our knees bent and our dedication and our crafty little vessels seaworthy. And well, and right. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron, who chimes in. Right. Martine says, I like that it's like progressions. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That each day is an augury of the a month in the coming year. Each day being an augury of the months to come. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Yeah, and the whole realm of storytelling, right. Yeah, and Bridget says, I like that a lot. We are each chosen for a task. That's true. That is good. Yeah, it's the word that comes after chosen that's all important. Right, there we go. That's good. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Linda. Etymology of chosen, the elect, the select. Oh, okay. Especially those selected by God. 1200 from past participle of choose, chosen people for the Jews is recorded from 1530s. Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, I don't know, in my own quirky path, you know, cults. I have been in many cults in my early life going, oh, interesting things, uh-oh, time to leave. Take the interesting things and skedaddle. But as a young, like 18, you know, in some really crackpot, you know, Gurdjieff mystery school in London, that was very trippy. But they were like, oh, we've been waiting for you. Right? It's like, but even then, I was like, you know, you are the chosen person to join us as the chosen people. I'm like, oh, just, I don't know. And that would happen a number of places. And it's at first beguiling, like, oh, my life has merit and I have a community and I'm valued and important. And it's like, no. And so other people later on, in different guises would be like, oh, you're the one that was called upon to, and it's like, no, really, no, I'm not immune to such things. But yeah, so yeah, the elect, but again, we liberate the words, and we love how Anne has liberated the word chosen. So thank you. Everything wants to be liberated, even words, right? You just we go, that's great. And so you have taken chosen under your wing. But because we're also the moon in Cancer says all these stories and useful to know stories, history, stories. And so here's just a little comedic snippet about just that.
Israel or Palestine?
Palestine.
Palestine. Anyone else? Palestine? Round of applause. Israel, Israel, anyone? Why Israel?
Palestine started first.
Palestine started it first. Oh, we're talking about October 7th?
I know it's going on for a long time, but
you are just watching from this season. I also watched Game of Thrones midway. And I was like, this King Joffrey is good, yeah.
It's just, it's challenging comedy in a time like this, but I think that's worthy. Oh, you're just watching this season. Again, you're going right, longer, deeper, longer, far, going all the way back, 10th century, before 10th century, like all the way back to the beginning of the diaspora. When it was all one thing, and maybe we just get to mess with the metaphors. What if it's not a big bang? What if it's a big undulating unfurling? There we go. What if, who says it has to be a bang? Unfurling, all the way back, unfurling. But it's like go further back. But with the question, what's your story, and what did this want to be before it got sketchy? But wait, I know something that has the answer. So we are right now at the moment where Chiron has just gone direct, right? Just for the fun of it. It was had a little RX beside its name, and then less than a minute ago, Chiron, this inhale and this exhale, and Chiron goes, I'll go first. Jupiter, you go next. Then, on New Year's Eve, then Uranus, January 19th, just in time for Pluto entering Aquarius on January 20th. You go next. But Chiron's kind of leading, and there's a beautiful dynamic. Oh, I can let me take Israel out of this for the moment. Okay. Goodbye, Israel. Or the land. The land. The we might play with offering to backstage invisible. How about, well, the word inaugurate, right? Which was comes from the augur that humans would walk out into divinatory nature, and nature would reveal by her patterns the most responsible land steward dedicated to community well-being, community in the largest sense of all the people, all the plants, all the animals, all the everything, and then they would be inaugurated. We go, all right, let's bring some old customs back, which is here's the Saturn for which we're hiring. Who is the most responsible, the most dedicated to collective well-being? That nature would go, it'll do, he'll do, or she'll do. All right, what the, because we're in that kind of point. We go, okay, so who's wetting the land? The land is devastated, and again, how much to share and not? I mean, I go on Instagram and amazing stories, and I was Christmas Eving and Christmas, solo, happily solo, with the animals and a tree, and friend Sylvia was like, "Yep, no, I'm just recovering from COVID. Everybody else is off celebrating somewhere else, but I'm very happy to be doing Christmas alone with tree magic." I'm like, "I'm with you." And so there wasn't really any waifishness, like, oh, it's like, no, this is, we're gathering our wits, this is good. And the magic and the deep stillness and the dedication. So all right, good, and wetting the land, go. All right, so now we're back to just us, and Chiron here in our eighth house of ancestral download, right next to the north node of the moon, whose image is the gateway to the garden of all desired things. We go, oh. And right next to Eris, way out there in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto, but hey, she's got a name, at 24 Aries retrograde for a long time. And that's about whirling. That degree is about whirling, spiraling out of polarity, spiraling out of polarity. So we have three big, interesting beings here with Chiron. And Chiron trines 120 degree angle to Ceres Demeter, dwarf planet. These are the two mythological figures who founded actual human cultural centers, right, and theater. So Chiron, as we might remember, you can chant along with me, right? He's 2,500 years ago. He's the mentor. He's a centaur. He's a half horse guy, mentor. And where I paused myself, but I do we compound grief upon grief, but. Yeah, the Israeli military bulldozed and destroyed the horse riding academy and killed all the horses. And it's like, oh, Chiron would be mad. It's like, because the horses were Hamas. What it, and just some people being really clear at this point, this is not about a hunt for Hamas. Hamas is in Qatar and Turkey and. I posted some things that I find really worthy. Crystal Ball, through Kyle Kalinske's thing, interviewing RFK Jr. It's on our Facebook page. It's quite brilliant. But when RFK Jr. is going, well, what would you do? And then and people give very thoughtful things, and saying, well, if it was a hunt for Hamas, which it's not, right? Then yes, you could send your special forces and arrest these people. What an idea! And bring them to storytelling trial, or given Mossad, or you could execute them. But as Kyle said, I'd rather have 12 executed Hamas leaders than, 20,000 dead people and 10,000 children and horses and all life and Christians and everything. It's like, yeah, let's have some. This is not about a hunt for Hamas. And just one more thing, this is where I feel so engaged. The bombs that are all US made, and each 2,000-pound bomb turns the earth into liquid. And for anybody in the immediate, I forgot exactly the number or whatever, is it killed instantly. It's large, like it's a half a city block. And people 1,300 feet out are killed or grievously injured by shrapnel. This is not precision. This is, and this is, again, outrage. Here we're in tricky realms, fury on behalf of the earth herself. And that's why I really, so back to Chiron and Ceres, right? So Chiron, centaur, mentor, lives in a cave. Very Taurus here, because he's half horse. But he is the most knowledgeable and cultured and kindest of all beings. Husbandry, positive Mars. He's in Aries, the realm of Mars. Wise mentored Mars, protector. We see so much bravery. Another comedian was talking about Palestinians, right? And he said, look at the Palestinians, in some horrific bombing situation, running, and he goes, in sandals, in open-toed sandals to do what they can. It's like, that's an incredible thing. Yeah, so much goodness. So Chiron does remind us all you humans need to do is completely redesign the human cultural interface with nature and the government realm. This full moon, in Cancer Capricorn, right, is about kinship. Brer Rabbit, all remembered they were kin, teased into the structures of governance, we could say, and then Chiron starts his school for future cultural heroes. You heard me say this, but we'll bring it up because Chiron's stationing. He teaches Orpheus how to play the lute. He teaches Asclepius how to be the Greek god of healing, and many, many, many other students. So healing and art, healing and music, one thing. And ancient mind, Chiron mind, peers at the modern world and says, why are you modern people always separating things that belong together, like healing and music? They belong together. Why are you sundering things? Why are you separating things? Why are you building walls? But is that the thing? And why are you building walls that prevent, wildlife from migrating? Why are you doing such a thing? So Chiron's students' tasks are impossible, and they always succeed after studying with Chiron. So this is part of the blessing. Impossible things, if one is apprenticing to mentors in nature, mentors in humans, impossible things, necessary miracles are completely plausible. And then Chiron founds the Asclepions, the cultural centers of dream incubation, healing, and theater. And ancient mind goes, and that's another thing you moderns have done, healing and dreaming. Yeah, in all traditions, way back they're very important. And healing the earth, send us a dream of healing the earth and participating. We're available. So Chiron says, well, all of that is even more available this night and around now, these dark winter nights, going, dream incubation, send a dream. Send a dream, a healing dream for myself and my community, right? It always went together for self and community. This desire for me, and may it be good for all, for self and community. And then they'd have a powerful dream, right? And then they knew, and here comes us again, that they would only have the power of their dream once they gave it external creative expression. But there's so much of it. So to give outward visible creative expression to deep inner experience is to have the power of that invisible thing, the power of the dream or the power of the insight. So they would do that. And then they would go back to their communities as seed Renaissance people, positive diaspora. So the diaspora, the cispora, and then the diaspora going back as seed Renaissance people. And when Jupiter says, how would you like to get bigger? And we go, well, consider. Would people here like to be more influential? Influence is a wonderful word. It comes from astrology. It means flowing in, or whatever. And then Chiron is trining Ceres Demeter. So here they drank rhodiola root tea when they arrived, just to kind of come into balance, to intend to have a healing dream, to intend Saturn to have a healing dream, Pisces, right? And it's very mugwort, right? Safe enough to dream, safe enough to dream. Ceres Demeter, the images of her are the snakes of the underworld whispering the secrets of the earth and how to participate with the earth in her ears. Snakes, good. And she's the founder of the Eleusinian Mysteries, in which people would, on their way marching to Eleusis, would chant, Sean taught me this, Eleutheria, I think that's right, which is another name for Dionysus. Dionysus, Dionysus. They arrive at Eleusis, they go to the underworld, they drink a magic mushroom, psilocybe mushroom, ergot brew, basically psilocybin and LSD, an interesting combination. And then everybody dances all night, has a Uranus revelation, a personal insight just for them, just to hold that. And then everybody has the shared vision of Persephone descending into the underworld, a maiden returning an initiated queen. Always a useful thing. So definitely tripping. Here, rhodiola roti, definitely tripping. And that's why the scholars go guaranteed shared initiatory vision for 100 and something years, mushrooms. And I think that the entheogens, whether we refer to them or eat them or whatever, cooperators are standing by. You know, my experience of entheogens and what's really possible with them is that it thins the veils, you know, between our world and big nature world. And we go, we would like to collaborate. And they're like, yes, open the portals, invite us in. Dedicated acts of beauty invite power into the world. That's part of the dynamic. So there. So does anybody have I see. Okay, wait a minute. I'm catching up with Sean. I made a pledge to the river to deliver the message of the need to heal the earth and the waters that were brought by the flood we just had, and asked it to consider the message received and not try to deliver it in future floods. Oh, that's good. Right. Well, and wait, try stuff. Try stuff. We're creaky on these participatory wisdom teachings. We're just kind of picking up on it, going, all right. And it's all negotiating in just that way. A pledge, Saturn, to the river, water, life, to deliver the message, to be messengers, right? We cannot live through the dead, but we can invite the dead to live through us. You know, 90 Palestinian journalists have been killed, right? So they hand us the baton. We will tell stories. We will aspire to tell true stories. We will tell your story for you. But that's also part of the erotic nature of nature. And what I did learn some useful things in the crackpot cult I was in, because almost all cults have something useful. But they said, you know, and this would be a fun, useful thing to do this week. They said, find something with which you feel kinned in nature, a tree, a rock, something. And then, you know, go spend some time with it, just giving it Jupiter, giving it energy. Here I brought a gift of tobacco. Here's a thing, you know. And then, so that's like thrusting kind of thing. And then the next 3 days, or you could do one day, it's all flexible. And the next days you go, receiving, tell me your story, and I will tell it for you. Rock, tree, whatever. It's very real. You know, it's a deal. You know, it's kind of like what Sean was pledging, right? And it's a useful time to pledge and experiment. You know, if this, then this. If I give you this, then I receive this. Tell me your story, I will tell it for you. You know, and Jupiter and Taurus says stories are alive. They're living things, you know, and the fresh telling of a story, you know, for all of us, brings it alive again, you know, and we go, right. And the fresh telling of a tradition brings it into rebirth, this rebirth time of year. And then Sean says, the one time I had a similar combination, people in distant places heard the music playing around me. Wait, did you mean combination or conversation?
Combination. This is when you were speaking about the brew of LSD and psilocybin.
Oh, right. A similar combination. People in distant places heard the music playing around me. Well, you see, I think some of these entheogens increase reality. I mean, that they increase our availability. This is the crucial thing. So whether you are drawn to microdose or dose or not at all, you know, what they're here to help is to increase our availability to pattern beauty with which to cooperate. And availability, I'm all for. I mean, we're here. Yorna says, we just want you to proclaim your availability. And we go, we are very available. Yes, help. Dance us into place. Here's the chosen thing, you know, in a different frame. You know, our Saturn, dance us into place where we can do the most good, have the most fun, and contribute our gifts to the community in a manner of reciprocal blessing. Or make up your own words, but something along those lines. That's good. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Sandra. No, we're deconvening. You're leaving. That means it's time for us to go too. We can't go on without you. That's wonderful. All right. So, any questions or conundrums? But we have a rousing finale because we're headed into big, big adventure, big journey. You know, and blessings on all. So, that's right. Okay. Very wonderful. All right. Any questions of the chart? Any questions of the thing? Does this feel okay? All right. There we go. Okay. All right. Then here comes. Many of you have heard this before, but it seemed really right for now, for our finale of the year, right? Wonderful. Exactly. A dazzling, rousing new year. Okay. So here we go. Otiken Storm. Feel free to undulate. Have it. There we have it. Okay. All righty. It's dangerous, but we have friends. It's dangerous, but we have friends. That's really wonderful. So thank you, team. Thank you, team. Jupiter Incubation brewing well wishing, even with the stones in the forest. May it go well for you, stone. And for you too. It's very call and response. May it go well for you and you. Oh, there's a cat or something large. Right, that's right. It's Linda Joy Stone's cat or something big. Yay, cat. We want a wonderful world for cats. That's what we're up to. That's a very patient cat. There we go. Yes, thank you, team. Thank you, team. New Year, Jupiter blessing, Walla 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 Walla. Yes, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Send me thoughts. Next week is our last formal thing, but I think we should keep this going somehow. Anyway, thank you, team. Yay.
Yay.